Ever wonder what an extension office actually does?
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be looking at the Bears Extension Office in Brooksville, Florida,
Oh, cool.
led by Terrence Cole. And our source material is this PDF overview.
Sounds interesting.
It's really interesting. I think the mission for us today is to try and figure out how this office is helping its community.
Okay, yeah.
Especially, there's a couple of things, like youth development and agriculture, that really caught my eye.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Get ready to impress your friends with your knowledge of 4-H and meat fabrication.
It's a little...
Yeah. Trust me, it's a lot more interesting than it sounds.
Okay.
So let's start with this whole 4-H thing. I know it's supposed to be about empowering young people to be, like, responsible citizens and all that.
Right.
But what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it's really all about this hands-on learning experience, you know? It's about giving kids the opportunity to develop skills like leadership and citizenship through actually doing things. What's really interesting about the Bears office, though, is they've got this unique focus on agribusiness and even meat fabrication.
Wait, meat fabrication? Like what? Butchering?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, that seems a little...
Yeah, it's not your typical 4-H activity, right?
Yeah.
But it makes total sense when you think about the context. Brooksville is a pretty rural area, strong agricultural tradition. So giving these young people skills in these areas, I mean, it's incredibly practical.
Wow.
It could lead to jobs, entrepreneurship opportunities, even just knowing how to process your own food.
Right.
It's like a life skill. I mean, think back to when you were a kid.
Yeah.
What kind of program would help you develop your own skills?
I don't know. Maybe something more tech-oriented. But I get your point.
Sure, sure.
It's about giving them something relevant to their lives.
Exactly.
So beyond 4-H, it looks like this office is doing a lot to support families as a whole, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are. They've got this whole focus on strengthening families.
Okay.
They offer, like, a whole bunch of different types of support. Events, workshops, resources.
Like, what kind of stuff are we talking about?
Oh, all sorts of things.
Okay.
Like, one thing that really stood out to me was this program on, well, it's called Strengthening Family Relationships. Mm-hmm. It's a series of workshops, right? And it covers all these different topics, like dealing with conflict, understanding child development, you know, just giving parents those tools they need to create that positive and supportive environment at home.
So they're not just focusing on the kids. They're looking at the whole family unit.
Right. It's this, you know, more holistic approach, you know, strong community, strong families.
And of course, we can't forget about the farmers. I mean, this is an agricultural area.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the overview mentions they do a lot to support local agriculture. What does that actually involve?
Well, they offer a whole variety of programs, right?
Yeah.
And these programs are tailored to the specific needs of the farmers in that area.
Right.
For example, like they have these workshops on sustainable farming practices.
Okay.
Water conservation and integrated pest management, that kind of thing. But they also provide like one-on-one consultations.
Oh, wow.
So if a farmer's like, hey, I'm having this problem on my farm, you know, they can go to the extension office and they can actually get some expert advice.
That's incredible. So they're really like hands-on. They're not just giving out pamphlets.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They're really working side by side with these farmers to find solutions.
That's amazing. So we've talked about youth development, strengthening families, and supporting farmers. It's incredible how much this one office is doing to impact Brooksville.
Right.
It really makes you think, what kind of potential is there for similar work in other communities? You know, what about where I live?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because there are extension offices all over the country. You know, they're in every state and they're doing this amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really encourage you, our listeners, you know, to look up your own local extension office.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You might be surprised by all the amazing resources and opportunities that are available right in your backyard.
That's a great point. And I think it highlights something really important. Sometimes the most impactful work happens at that local level.
Absolutely.
Connecting people with the knowledge and support they need to thrive. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of extension offices. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep making your community a better place.
And don't be afraid to get a little dirty in the process.
Absolutely.
You never know what you might learn.
You never know.